You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Many times in life we arrive at a crossroads and a decision needs to be made. It's then we'll probably ask ourselves, how do I know the right way to take?
There are many times like that. Perhaps it's a choice of jobs, or the person we'd like to spend the rest of our lives with. Or maybe it's about where you are right now, but wondering if it's time to move on. We hesitate because we really don't want to rush in and make a wrong decision.
The problem not to decide is really a decision not to do anything. So the problem remains. I can confidently tell you that the only real peace you can have about making the right decision is by asking the Lord to direct your path. I'm presupposing you're reading the Bible here. There's an inspiring verse in God's Word which helps us. It comes from Psalm 37. It says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way."
Maybe you're thinking right now, suppose I take the first step in my decision. What will happen next? Well, that's God's business. Your task and mine is to obey him for this day and leave the future to him. The main thing is to step out using your faith.
That's so true. This day's direction is all we need. As Jesus said, tomorrow will worry about its own things. If we have truly met it when we ask the Lord for his guidance, he will give us a peace about whether we've made the right decision, whatever it is.
There's a very explicit verse in the Holy Bible which says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly or wisely before your God?" That is, if our lives measure up, in that we're sincere in trying to do the right thing, he will answer our prayers for guidance.
Now that makes sense. If you're truly sincere in your motives and are seeking the Lord's will, then, if it's a mistake, he'll show you you're on the wrong track. His Holy Spirit, who lives within a Christian, will not give any peace about the decision, or else he may, through certain circumstances, show you this is not his will for your life.
And God will always lead us if we sincerely ask him to. It's like the old hymn says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey."
Ah, but we often slip up in our good intentions. Thankfully, we don't have to rely on ourselves alone. The Holy Spirit has power to help us in our lives day by day for our spiritual growth.
How often it is that our physical health depends upon us being at peace with God. If we keep going in the wrong direction and making wrong decisions, we'll suffer for it. In fact, many doctors have suggested inner battles, especially bitterness, affect our body's well-being. The Lord wants us to experience his peace in our hearts. And if we live our lives asking him for guidance in the way we live, we will find true fulfillment. Now, I'm not saying we have to pray about every tiny decision we make, like what sort of food we should eat or simple things like that, because the Holy Bible spells out principles and guidelines for us to follow. It's the big decisions we need to take to him.
Even Jesus turned to his Father for guidance, and we should all be thankful that he asked his Father if he should take the steps that would lead him to the cross. He knew the suffering it would involve, and it grieved his spirit so much that he sweat great drops of blood. Yet he was willing to do God's will for our benefit. He was willing to take our sins upon himself in order that we might be forgiven. My Christian friend, if you've already thanked the Lord for saving you through Jesus' death on the cross, then ask him to help you in making those important decisions in your life. Now, don't be discouraged as time goes by and nothing seems to change, but keep on trusting him. In his time, he will show you the right direction to take.
If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.